So two of the most excited people in the country right now will be Jamie's sisters, Sophie and Steph, and we've sent Peg Alexander along with them.
Yes, Jay. Now, I have to say, not only are Sophie and Steph exceptionally excited, because I have to say, that was one of the most exciting few minutes that I've ever spent in my life, sitting here in the front room at Sophie's house with Sophie, Steph, and about 16 other people watching Jamie Nichols on the television. Steph, how did it feel to watch it?
So exciting. It's absolutely amazing. I'm so glad everyone's come to, you know, support him, and it's just brilliant. I love it.
There's such an amazing atmosphere in here. We've got, as I say, people stood all around. All the sofas are full. The whole house has been festooned in their Union Jacks, red, white and blue. You must be so proud. This is your family, Sophie.
I know. Yeah, I'm really happy for him. He didn't even think he'd get, like, he was saying to me in the cab program, we're like laughing, and I was like, oh, do you think he'll win the medal? He was like, no. He was like, no chance. He was like, I'm happy to even, like, get into it. He was like, no, there's no chance he can win a medal. But it's like standing in second now, and like there's a chance he can win a medal. Is going to be like, I know my brother, like he's like my best friend, is going to be like so happy.
Now, earlier on, Sophie, when we were talking, you said you couldn't watch, that you had to put your hands in front of your eyes. But you did well just watching there, yeah. Didn't you?
Yeah, I always get worried, like, because when he like falls, if he falls, like I get really disappointed for him, because it's like I know how disappointed he'd be, but he's landed a really good run. So
now, Steph, he actually did again what he did in his qualifiers. He did two jumps where he had three or four turns in each one, and that looked really dangerous to me. I mean, if anyone goes online and looks at this sport, it's really quite extreme. Were you worried? Were you excited? Did you know he could do it?
He did it in the qualifying, so I knew he could do it. It's the first time in the qualifying that he did do it, but he landed it. He's just landed it again. He was saving the best for the Olympics. I think that's kind of what his goal was, so fingers crossed for his second run.
Fingers crossed, because of course there was a bit of disappointment when his colleague Billy Morgan didn't do so well earlier on. When he took his helmet off and you could see his face, this ooh went round the room, didn't it, Sophie? How did that feel seeing your brother on the telly taking his helmet off at the Olympics?
It's unreal. I can't believe it. He's done so good.
And just now as well, there was a Canadian snowboarder who actually just fell over, and I have to say there was a bit of a weep in the room.
Sorry, any Canadians listening.